Hello, welcome back to another night of Shear. This is Eli Nyman. I cannot replace Mordechai Plosker, but I will give him Shear in his stead. We are learning Lila Nishma, Sky, Baruch Mazalon, Parabas Pinchas, Mirim Liba Basaron, Made in Hashem HaSemin. We're learning Refuah Shleima for all those who are sick. We're learning for them. We're davening that they have Refuah Shleima, Bikarov, Meir Shear Bishchus for Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Bichu Kosei. As we explained the other day, we talked about Amelus B'Torah, Amelut or Amelut B'Torah, toiling in Torah. But the truth is, after the Tochacha is presented in the Parsha, we have the reward, we have the punishment. We then have several mitzvot. What some of the mitzvot are to what's called Erechin, which means if a person pledges the value of a certain person, they have to give a particular amount to the Beis HaMikdash, and we have a few other mitzvahs. I'll be reading from the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Nun Beis. So just to be clear, it's towards the end of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha talks about what happens if the Jews keep the mitzvahs or not, but towards the end, there are actually several mitzvahs. Some of them are related. This is, of course, the Rambam's enumeration of the mitzvahs. As we've explained, the Sefer Chinuch, it bases itself on the Rambam. We're going to be exploring one of the mitzvos and perhaps delving into some of the musar behind it. And he does explain one of the things I like to emphasize a lot is that he talks about Misharsha mitzvah from the root of the mitzvah. That is, why do we have this mitzvah? What's the idea? And he actually references a couple other places and gives a little bit more of an explanation than for some other mitzvahs. So without further ado, we're going to be doing mitzvah Shin Nun Beis, according to the Rambam, 352. Mitzvahs ha-meimer behemes karbin b'mehem acheres shetiyena shtein kodesh. If you switch a behema for a karbin for another behema, both of them are hektish. This is what's called temura, and we're going to explore a little bit, but basically if somebody has one carbon, and he says, you know what, he's already makdish it, and he says, you know what, I don't want this carbon, I don't want this animal's carbon, I'm going to have the other carbon, animal's carbon, both animals are considered hektish. Keep in mind as well, it should go without saying, today there's no such thing as hektish, you cannot be makdish an animal. It's pretty much usher to do so today, because since you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, a little bit of a Shiloh, what happens if you do? Really, ideally, one should not be doing this, and we're going to see there are even various averos. If he switches it, we're going to explore. So what happens if you switch one carbon for another carbon? So that this is in this week's parsha. Leos HaTemura Kodesh, to switch the holy things. Klomar HaMeimer Behemes Karbon HaBemeim HaCheres, that he switches one animal as carbon for another animal. Kigon Sha'amar, he says, Zutiel Karbon HaTemura Zu, that this should be for a switch carbon. Shetiana Hiva Temura Shtein Kodesh. The original one is hektish, and the second one is also belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'hayahu smorasa yeh kodesh. Both that carbon and the switched are carbon. Zeh chasav mitzvah sasehu. Man, this is a mitzvah aseh. Kol mar shetisave osanu ha-Torah liyasa t'mor kodesha when ho kodesh b'shtein. That is to say that the Torah told us that to have the switched, that if you switch something for holy, they are both hektish. V'raish is a mitzvah sasehi, and the proof that this is a mitzvah sasehi, Amos Rechon Ovrach Masechas Temura, is talking about Masechas Temura, which is one of the Masechtos in Shas, so that should already tell you about how involved this particular mitzvah is. B'inya Meimir, by switching, that aseh does not come and fix, uproot tulavin. Apparently, there's one aseh in tulavin, and there's generally a rule, a mitzvah lav anitak aseh, that a lav can be corrected by an aseh. But in this particular case, and it seems, I'm not so much holding in Masechas Temura, but it seems that one aseh cannot uproot tulavin, and that's part of the calculation as to why you can't have is that both the original carbon and the switch carbon are both are both hektish. This is to say that if you you withhold the switch carbon, it's doubled over. So you should not switch it, and you should not change it. And the assay doesn't come and undo the two lavin. So it says don't switch it, and then it says both it and the switched are for hektish. So it doesn't undo the lav. It doesn't correct the lav. It rather it further makes it worse. Therefore, we explain that this is a mitzvah to say. Nisharshaya mitzvah, from the root of the mitzvah. Why do we have this idea that if you switch it from one to the other, then it will that both are considered hektish? Shiratza Hashem Baruch Hu Atu Mor Belev Bnei Adam L'chol Inyan Hektish. Because Hashem wants us to have a certain fear in our heart. It means a certain it means a certain care when it comes to hektish. G'mosh Aksafti Bebinyan Abayas Hakadosh V'Kelav Sein Der Mikuchli Truma. This is what I wrote by building a Beis Hamikdash and Eskelin by Parshas Truma. So I actually did look it up concerning vis-a-vis building the Beis Hamikdash, and explains that when you say something, when you say a particular thing, should be a karmen, you should be a karmen. And that's why, just parenthetically, we'll deal with it in a couple of minutes, but that's why on Pesach, for example, when you say Pesach, Matzah, Maror, you don't point to the Pesach because that could be a little bit of a suffix, whether you're making the meat to karmen Pesach, and then you're going to have a big problem. Shem Tira outside of Pshat, come and say the Chomer Hagadol Haroy Wonder when Hog Bakodesh. It seems that the simple understanding is that you want to be able to you have to have what's proper for holiness. Raul Kain Kedil is Boab Billy Bain and Moras in the Kodesh Siva Kusul Gazal. And therefore, to establish in our hearts a certain fear in Kodesh, it doesn't mean like a paralyzing fear, but a certain reverence in Kodesh, the Pasuk commands that we don't switch our words. And but once you make an animal hektish, it is Kodesh forever. And you can't uproot the kedusha and switch it to another behema. The angel say hadavar mipiv, and if this came out of your mouth, shetei afech machshavto chomasei v'tiyana shtei in kodesh, and that you switched your thoughts and everything and your actions, they both become kodesh. Kehuva v'masla v'kia kedusha v'tiyya v'havich shetispashrit doser v'tis. The tispo cycle, because through the actions you could uproot the holiness, and it becomes the opposite, and you have to search out the matter. In other words, that even though he thinks he's trying to uproot the kedusha, actually both of them is Kodesh. So to summarize what he's saying that you should be very careful about what you say when it comes to switching Kedusha. There are some exceptions. For example, Meiser Sheni, think it is, when you go to Yerushalayim, you could switch the wheat onto the coin, but that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about somebody had a particular animal, and then it was designated to the Beis HaMikdash, and then a person decided to switch it for another animal. So what happens? They both become hektish. And he continues with the Rambam explaining that the idea of a chomesh is to, an extra fifth, is to ensure that you do it. He then continues, And if we were given permission to, let's say, switch bad for good, person would do both ways, and therefore the pasuk closed the door. In other words, like he says, like this, that you would have thought, well, okay, why can't I upgrade? If I can understand downgrade, why can't I upgrade? Since you'll do both, you'll come to switch it, so both are I've written that all the chukim, even though the chukim are in fact zeros, but it's still proper to understand it until you can have some sort of reason. And the Rav, I think it's the Rambam, should be remembered for good, that that through my hand I have this work. Okay, so v'nohages b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zichar minikevos. This is relevant to in all places. In other words, even in chutz la'aretz by males and females. However, only when we're talking about when there's a beis hamikdash. Obviously, there's no beis hamikdash on the supply. So over a while, the hamer will know how kedusha b'shtei abeimos. Somebody that is over on this and switches it and does not adopt the kedusha for both animals. Kolma b'rishon u'timasa, meaning both the first and the second. Pitul asay levana onesh yesh b'davar shmol b'kodesh. That is over an asay. Besides for the punishment that he had me'ila. Me'ila is you sort of stole from the mishkan or the beis hamikdash. It doesn't necessarily mean a literal theft, but that if you owe something to the Beis HaMikdash and you didn't give it, so I think that's called Me'ila, again, not totally holding. I believe it says two ramifications, one within Halacha and one within Hashkafa. We have a couple minutes to just explain. I believe it's in Halacha, although I'm not 100% sure. This applies to actually tzedakah. One of my rabbeim told me this, that in fact, let's say somebody designates several dollars, let's say, towards tzedakah, you're not allowed to switch to another tzedakah. Or even better, if you give it to a certain tzedakah, you're not allowed to take from that tzedakah and give it to another tzedakah. The idea is that it has a certain kedusha. Obviously, it's not the same kedusha as from the Beis HaMikdash. The idea is that once it's designated towards a certain cause, you're not allowed to take from that cause. Why? Well, you might think, what do you mean? Maybe I'm upgrading. But once it's towards a particular cause, then it's towards that cause. And I don't know exactly where it's learned out, but you could certainly see a particular hint or a lesson from Temura, right? There's a sort of a similar concept. I believe that's the halacha. Another point is which hashkafically, which I'll just focus on for a couple minutes, is of course when somebody designates something for Kedusha, then there's such a concept, Malin B'Kodesh V'Emoridin, that you go up in Kedusha, you don't go down. And that's, I think, sort of the idea that if we're going to be careful, right? If it's not Kedusha, not something to play around with. If a person designates a couple dollars towards tzedakah, so a person should take it seriously. And if a person doesn't want to do it, then they shouldn't say they're going to be giving the couple dollars to a particular tzedakah. It's always important to watch what comes out of our mouth. And if we say that we're going to do something, then especially when it comes to kedusha, then we should do it. And in general, of course, it applies that we should be very careful with what we say. And the idea is that a little bit it's a punishment, but the idea is that we always want to strive to be malin b'kodesh, always want to go up the kedusha, and we don't want to diminish kedusha. So before we designate something, it appears the people, Jews at least, have a certain power to designate something for kedusha. We should be very careful with how we use our words, especially for kedusha. Zayin Ayman, wishing everyone brachah, tzlach in the learning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.